It's Jared and Katie in the morning on the number one hit music station, 107.5 KZL. Had a crazy story about a guy getting arrested over a Google Plus invite.
That he didn't send.
Right, it's automatically sent out. But we have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone. She's also the president of Lanier Law Group. She has offices statewide. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away, 1-888-CONSULT, or go to 1075KZL.com, keyword Lisa.
Good morning, Lisa.
Hey,
how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. We have this crazy story from a guy in Massachusetts. His name is Thomas Gagnon. It's an unfortunate last name.
Gagnon.
He's 32 years old, and he says that he never actually sent an email of any sort.
Her audio is off.
Oh, it is?
Can you hear me? Hello, hello?
Yeah, now I can.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Huh.
Is that much better now?
Hi, good morning.
Poor Lisa, she couldn't hear a word I was saying. Lisa, I was just explaining
Not a word, no.
I was explaining to our AMLs that there's a guy in Massachusetts. He's 32 years old. His name is Thomas Gagnon, and he claims that he never actually sent an email of any sort to an ex-girlfriend who has a restraining order against him. He says that it was Google Plus. However, he went to jail and had a bail set at $500 because they said, sorry, you violated your restraining order. Is this fair?
Well, you know, whether it's fair or it's the letter of the law are kind of two different things. I mean, under the letter of the law in any jurisdiction, not just where this happened in Massachusetts, if you contact your ex that has a restraining order against you, you're going to be held responsible for that, kind of regardless of what set that into motion. I mean, I think the hardest line which this judge took was that if there was any possibility of electronic communication, you should have shut it down.
Oh.
And, you know, so he's responsible ultimately for that. But I think a lot of judges would have been more lenient with this because apparently Google Plus, according to his lawyers, this guy says that Google Plus will send this sort of friend invitation to anyone you've ever even emailed or contacted. Yeah. It doesn't even have to be. It's just anybody.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, could he have removed her from his contacts or something like that and prevented this? Perhaps. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The judge seemed a little murky on that. But definitely this judge took it very seriously. And right now, with all of the stalking and bullying and stuff that's very popular and kind of trending in the news and in the law, judges are taking a pretty hard line against this stuff. And so I think you can expect to see this kind of a result in many jurisdictions. So I think if you've got any chance that you might accidentally send some kind of automated, whether it's a Facebook or an Evite or a Google Plus, you should shut it down or you risk running into this kind of situation.
So your advice is if somebody puts a restraining order against you, just delete them from your life electronically.
Everywhere.
Yeah. But that's okay. That's kind of like giving advice to the whack jobs of the world who aren't going to listen to it anyway.
It's true.
To the point, unless it's some, bizarre situation, but most situations, if you have a restraining order against you, you don't follow common, courtesy or thought.
Mm-hmm.
No. You're not jotting that down going, next time I get a restraining order against me, I think I'll delete my Google Plus account.
That is a good point. That's true. I was looking for the advice, but you're exactly right. No, they're not going to take it.
Here's another good point, for his benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Who remembers signing up for Google Plus? I did it like 2 years ago, and I'm never on it, ever.
Mm-mm. I'm never on it either. Occasionally, I'll see, the invites are from people who are still on it, but I don't know what it is.
And then you put them in a circle, and it's confusing.
I think it was Google's attempt to compete with Facebook.
Right.
It was a way to have a circle of friends and to communicate within Google, but it just didn't take off.
It's like Google can't be happy enough, being multi-billionaires. And then they try to do a phone later and all this different stuff. They're always late to the game.
Yeah.
Except for the search engine.
We use that, right?
Every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lisa.
All right. Well, apparently this guy was really trying to use it. And he sent out some kind of automated invite to everybody. So he's a whack job, and he's a geek, I guess, because he's doing this old... But bless his heart, he definitely got the book thrown at him for it. I mean, the judge took the hardest possible line on it.
That's what you get for using Google Plus.
I guess so.
That's how I feel about
it. Lesson learned.
All right, so now there's this new story that is just everywhere. And Lisa, I know you've been talking about this story a little bit, and you're familiar with it. Something happened where police pick up a drunk driver or a drunk guy, and dropped him off at Taco Bell, and then the guy got killed later.
What?
Yeah, yeah, it's a crazy story. So it happened in Ohio, and this guy was, apparently he was drunk driving, mm-hmm. but he didn't get caught in the act. He was pulled over, so he was sleeping it off in the median. And in Ohio, apparently you can't be charged with drunk driving for that. So he is parked in the grassy median, asleep at the wheel. A lot of states you can be arrested for a DUI for that, uh-huh. even here in North Carolina. But in Ohio you couldn't. So the police picked him up because it seemed, you know, dangerous or whatever, he's sitting there. And they rode around for a little while, and they couldn't really figure out what to do with him because they couldn't charge him with anything. And a lot of people mistakenly believe that there's some kind of a drunk tank that, you know, like on Mayberry where you can take Otis or whatever and let him sleep it off.
Uh-huh. Right.
But that's not true. So they didn't know what to do with him. But then they kind of, this is where they really got into some trouble. They're on their radios recorded making all of these sort of ethnic, national origin kind of slurs and jokes about the guy because he's Hispanic. And so they decide it would be funny to drop him off at a Taco Bell.
Oh.
Just as a joke, because he's... Yeah.
Right.
And so they drop his poor little drunk buns off at the Taco Bell, and he has to walk home. Uh-huh. Well, then he's hit by a car walking home and killed.
Oh, jeez.
And so, yeah, it's crazy. So his family is suing, and the interesting thing is they're suing under civil rights laws, saying that his civil rights were violated because he was treated... He was targeted and treated differently because he was Hispanic. So, I mean, it's a really interesting story. They're not. It doesn't look to me like they're trying to say that his death itself was caused by any kind of negligence, because they really couldn't lock him up on anything. So what they're saying is that, you know, he was discriminated against because of being Hispanic and he was undocumented. And so I think they actually might prevail on that. The police that were involved had been fired and disciplined,
uh-huh.
and so it's a. Yeah, it's a crazy story.
Let me ask you this, though. I mean, if you're here illegally, you're not supposed to be in the country. I mean, how do they have any right to sue the country? Does
well,
that make sense? You said
he
was undocumented.
Yeah, no, actually, you can. Your legal status doesn't prevent you from being able to file a civil claim. That's a good question. And here, these officers, really, the one thing they could have done is they could have had him deported. Mm. They could have turned him over to the immigration officials that are called ICE, and they could have had him prosecuted for being here illegally. So the interesting thing about it is they were trying to, I mean, in a way, they were trying to do the wrong thing because they were making fun of him and dropping him at the Taco mm-hmm. Bell. But on the other hand, they cut him a break. You know, they knew he was undocumented, and they could have absolutely turned him over to immigration officials.
Wow.
So it's kind of...
Ugh.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things that you feel kind of bad for. Yeah, you know, you feel bad for him, but at the same time, you kind of see both sides of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel bad for anyone that loses their life, but it's just like he wasn't supposed to be here in the first place, and I don't know, the whole thing is crazy.
And do you think that was one of the, you know, turning him over to, you said it was ICE is what it's called, do you think that was
right.
one of their first thoughts is like, oh, yeah, that's what we should do, but let's cut him a break, or do you think maybe they didn't even think about that step?
Well, I tried to find the audio clips mm-hmm. because I really wanted to hear how bad this stuff was where they were talking about let's drop him at Taco Bell.
Right.
But it sounds like their hearts were really not in the right place. So uh-huh. it may just be that they were so slack and they were just out, you know, I guess they were just sort of having fun with the guy. So, uh-huh. I mean, it was bad. And they've all been disciplined. But,
yeah,
it's,
I saw
it's
that
a real two shame.
Of the it's, two of the deputies got fired. Well, all three got fired, but one got reinstated.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, one got reinstated because apparently he had no control over the situation. He was like a second responder, and so he didn't have any real, he had no decision-making, and really he was able to show that he didn't participate in any of that bad stuff.
Okay. Now, Katie...
The two initial responders that were on the audio tapes, you know, making the ethnic slurs and stuff, they were definitely fired, and that was that.
Mm. Let me ask you this, Katie. Yeah. Back in your days when you used to party...
Yes.
Wouldn't you have loved for a cop to pick you up and take you to Taco
yes.
Bell?
Well, when you were first explaining the story, because I had not heard, I thought, yes, who are these cops?
Yeah.
You know, and I think that it was really bad that he was drinking and driving, but at least he, I don't know, being parked in the median is not a good sign.
No.
But maybe he recognized that he should not have been driving, and he was maybe trying to do the right thing.
I'm just saying, when you're at like Appalachian State, and you're like in your
yes.
dorm room, if you could call the cops
mm-hmm.
to take you to Taco
Listen,
Bell.
Listen, I have a time or 17 in my life, asked the cab driver to go through the drive through at the Taco Bell or the McDonald's, the 24-hour McDonald's. So, yes, if a cop wants to take me.
I'm thinking Burger King.
Sure.
Yeah, Burger King would have been a better choice.
See, but, well, we had the we had Taco Bell and we had 24-hour McDonald's in Boone when I was in college.
Uh-huh. Oh, in Boone. I got you.
Well, in Winston-Salem, too.
Yeah, I think.
And Greensboro.
And Cookout.
I've been known to ask the cab driver to take me through. So, yes, if a police officer wants to take me to the Taco Bell, I'm all for it.
Love some Taco
Bell.
You're
all for it.
I am.
You're giving that guy accommodation. He's giving you a ride to get your greasy food.
That's right.
Well, and it's interesting, all over the place, you see these crazy DWI charges. In Tennessee not long ago, there were these two folks that drank a lot of beer, and they put their 10-year-old behind the wheel because they knew they were too drunk to drive.
Yeah.
So they were charged, and it was interesting, they were charged with a DWI, so you can see all kinds of crazy outcomes like that, and people passing out, and Taco Bell's a popular one. There have been several instances where people have been passed out in the Taco Bell drive through lane.
It's open late.
It's true.
Yeah, I love it.
Fourth meal, gotta get it.
As always, Lisa, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
So much, we appreciate it. She's the official attorney of Jared and Katie in the Morning. If you're ever injured on the job, do not hesitate. Call her right away, 1-888-CONSULT, or go to 1075KZL.com, keyword Lisa. Okay, we need one man, one woman, 1-800-682-1075. Jared and Katie's Battle of the Sexes is next.